Good morning, good morning, good morning. My tag today, Love Others Tuesday, from John 4:19. We love because God first loved us. Let us go to prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for another day and another week. We thank you for the privilege of fellowship with our brothers and sisters here on the Master's Call. Lord, we may, and each of us, and our churches grow, because love, we need each and everyone to understand that your love never fails. Father God, we appreciate you. We love and adore you. Our deepest, each of us, because you love and cover us, multitudes of sin. Pray for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their love for the Master's Call. Thank you for the speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for every prayer warrior and every guest that joined us here on the Master's Call, because he first loved us. Oh, Jesus loved us. We can't do nothing but say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister Jacket. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Well, good morning, Minister Cox, and thank you for greeting everyone and starting our day off with that powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson, and I reside in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'd like to welcome each and every one of you again to this call. This call, it was founded by our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, in October of 2010. And our scripture references can be found in Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a website where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. So if you'd like to hear a previous word from the Lord, then you can go to this website and find all of our messages since October of 2010. And the theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Cox did this morning, or a host, as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share, you may even have a praise report or a prayer request. You can submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And we are welcoming each and every one of you to join us to be a greeter, a host, or to give a message for today. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company, which is formerly known as Artists International. And it was established by the D.S. De Leon family over 28 years ago. And so now we're called Artist Life, and it has great products to help the world become healthier and wealthier. So if you want to know more about Artist Life, contact the person that invited you to the call, and they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, the new morning motivational call is held every morning, Monday through Friday, right after this call, and a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-#. And today is Presidential Tuesday, where our own Edith Byrd, Minister Edith Byrd, will be delivering the message on that call this morning. So again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. So join them immediately following this call. Now, if you or anyone that you know is having difficulties calling in on the call and being charged for the conference calls or the playback calls, share this number with them. This is the bypass number, and you will be allowed to call in for free. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And you will be allowed to enter the calls at no charge. So right now, I'm going to get out of the way and bring forth to you our speaker of the morning. Our speaker is definitely no stranger to this call. She is loved and adored by all. She is a great leader. She is a great speaker. She is a great worker of the Lord. She is a very loving person. And we all feel loved by this person. And we are so grateful to her with her obedience to say yes in the onset of this call, that she hears from the Lord and she is obedient to his word. And through her, many are being brought into the light. We are so thankful to have her on this call. We love her. We adore her. She has many hats and many roles that she plays throughout life and on this call. So we do want to give her some flowers while she yet lives so that she can smell the fragrance and know that today she is truly, truly loved. We're looking for a great word because she brings that word forward, and we love her. Again, we love you. We love you. We love you. In the presence of our very, very own pastor, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas, will you please come forth and render to us what God has put on your heart?
Well, thank you, Silver Fox, for that beautiful, heartfelt introduction. A hundredfold love back to you and to this entire Master's Call family. A shout-out of recognition to our co-founder. I see on the board this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and her awesome partner in life, Brother Lester Patton, and to all of our Master's Call family, extending the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning, saluting each one of you name by name, person by person. As many of you all know from the teaching that Dr. PK began with us weeks and weeks ago, yesterday we started our 10-day time of consecration, of fasting and praying before the Lord and seeking his face, his will, his mind, and staying in his posture. And I tell you, as we continue to talk about prayer, the last time I was together, I talked about only say what God says about you. Make sure the filter of the Holy Ghost keeps from coming out of your mouth things that contradict, that do not line up with God's word and his will for our lives. And the process of doing that, an ingredient that always has to be in prayer, I call it one of the first cousins of prayer, is hope. And so this morning, I'm going to talk about when we are praying, it bursts hope, hope that it allows us to hold on to all of God's promises, hope that holds on to all of God's promises, and the godly kind of hope, the eternal hope that rings in our hearts and our spirit, that allows us to trust, that allows us to believe, that allows us to know that a better day is coming. It's birthed more easily. It's taken care of more strongly and sternly if we have that prayer life that we've been talking about. And, you know, my acronym through the years that God's given me for hope is holding on, pursuing earnestly, holding on or holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. And in the midst of all that we see going on in the world where it seems like it's getting darker every day, meaner every day, we're having to remember we're in the world but not of the world. That's when our hope must shine eternal, the hope of glory that burns inside of us. And it's stroked by prayer. Again, it's nurtured in prayer. And when you combine it with faith and love, you walk in a strong semblance of hope. Our foundational text, and I'm not going to read all of it, I'm going to ask you to go back and refer to the 35th division of Psalms, that whole 35th division of Psalms that talks about the hope of God. And we have to understand that even though CNN, I call them my constantly negative news, and all the other stations there, they're sharing with us the facts of what's going on in the world, but we walk in the truth of God, and our prayers birth in and makes those facts have to line up with the truth of God's word. But we got to be praying to birth that. We can't just be, what did I talk about weeks ago, can't just be whining and complaining. We have to choose to change through prayer, through studying God's word, through this time of fasting, because what is Matthew 17, that 21st verse, when Matthew was reminding even his predominant Jewish audience, some things do not come out, some things do not change, some things we won't get a breakthrough with without prayer and fasting. And that's why I'm excited about this second day of our consecration, because we're pressing in for some breakthroughs. I don't know about you, but there's some things in my life that I've been speaking and decreeing, but I haven't seen the manifested breakthrough. So I strapped on my Holy Ghost belt and said, all right, Daddy God, we're going to push, we're going to pray and make sure something happens. And with that, I do it because of the hope in my heart, holding on, pursuing earnestly. And we have to, in the midst of these turbulent times, keep the hope of Christ. See, hope, again, it is that first cousin of faith and trust. It's the thread that holds things together. It fights off your fear and your doubt. Hope points us where? To all the possibilities in Christ. So this morning, I want to speak to your spirits and remind you to keep the hope of God. And we're going to put some word with it, some meat on that hope, so that you know that I don't care how bad it looks, it can be toe up from the flow up. And as we know, we got some mess that we're going to make into a message. And out of the chaos, we're going to speak the calmness of Christ, so we have the clarity of God to march on with hope, to be his champion. So what does the Bible say in 1 Corinthians 13 when Paul wrote to that church at Corinth, that love chapter, that 13th verse, abide of faith, hope, and love. See our hope's in the middle? And the greatest of these is love. What's our definition of hope? Well, say what the definition according to our Meridian Online Webster Dictionary says. Hope is when you want or expect something, to have a wish to get or do something, or for something to happen or be true, especially something that seems possible or likely. Hope is also defined as a confident desire, a feeling that something desirable is likely to happen. See, some synonyms of hope are confidence, expectation, optimism, anticipation. The Greek word for hope is pronounced like the last word of the note elpidia, where we have hope in Christ. The New Testament version in the 147th division of Psalms, that 11th verse in NIV version, Again, Psalms 147, that 11th verse says, "The Lord delights in those who fear him." Fear them means reverence. "Who put their hope in his unfailing love." See, in the 1 Corinthians 13, we have the agape love of Christ. Not the philos, not the eros, not even those other kind of loves. The agape love of Christ is what's defined there in 1 Corinthians 13. And we're being reminded by the psalmist David, put your hope in God's unfailing love. I love the New Living Translation of that same 147 division of Psalms. It says, "Rather, the Lord's delight is in those who honor him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love." In Ephesians 1, that 18th verse, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, in that 18th verse, in the first chapter, it says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints." And all, many of us know that Psalms 31, that 24th verse, the 31st division of Psalms, that 24th verse says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Oh, I'm speaking to some proactive folks who want to make a difference, don't want to just sit there and whine and complain. They've already made a decision, and today have already chosen to change. So hope in God is always proactive. Let me say that again. Hope in God is always proactive. And when we stop using godly hope, it opens the door for hopelessness and depression. So we're going to stay in a proactive place. In other words, you can't hang out with the holy haters and those who always feel called to complain. Those complaining Carlas and critical Carls or all the negative Normas or pessimistic Peters, hope will not hang out with them. So today, I want you to lay hands on your own self and get your own self delivered from our negative selves. If it applies, speak to yourself, and I will say I will not have negative thoughts. That's why every day I quote over myself 1 Corinthians 2:16, lay hands on my own big forehead and say, "I have the mind of Christ." So if any stinking thinking is trying to get into Vanessa, I'm prophesying and decreeing over my own self, I will have the mind of Christ. The spirit of hope just does not like haters, negative period people, so choose not to be one. And see, some of us, I challenged my church on this when I preached two Sundays ago. I said, let's go on a fast from negativity. Let's literally go on a 30-day fast where we will not be caught complaining. For some of you, let's start slower. Let's go for a week. And some of y'all are saying, ooh, just give me a day. I understand. Start where you are. But let's stay hopeful and look for the silver lining in whatever comes your way. See, life, just living, will always bring a few hiccups. I always say we get some hiccups from Hades. We will always experience some bumps in the road, but we must choose, as Reverend Jesse Jackson used to say and still says, what? Keep hope alive. In the 37th division of Psalms, 23 through 24th verse, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, that 24th verse. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So what's principle number one? Make hope a habit. Make hope a habit. Hope produces a spirit of perseverance. No matter what lands on my plate, and whoo, a lot lands on my plate daily, I'm always proactive looking for the solution, the hope for a better way, a better answer to turn it around. See, ability to hold on and press on hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Some of you this morning don't know how you have held on to make it even to this month of July, when in January you had no answers or direction. But hope in God has kept us and fortified our faith. Hold on to all of God's promises, holding on, pursuing earnestly that O is optimistically. Organize our thoughts, our ideas, our strategies, giving an honest overview of progress. See, when you pray, when I was walking this morning in my mom's living room, just speaking to the heavens, giving a time of praise, thanking Daddy God for another day, that his mercies are new every morning, praying for this TNC family, activating in the heavens a blessed day for our artists, distributors, favor wherever we go, for us to be the instruments of God. Being optimistic, knowing that God gives us the opportunities and that we would be good stewards. I had hope in my heart, knowing that the God I serve will go before me and make those crooked pathways straight, will open up the doors that no man can close. So we get to principle number two when we're hoping. Remain optimistic and positive. Choose joy and choose a posture of peace. With an optimistic attitude of gratitude. We're talking about this morning as we're praying, we're birthing the hope of God in our heart, and hope holds on to all of God's promises. Holding on, pursuing earnestly, that P in hope. When you're pursuing, you have the passion to stay persistent to the end. In other words, you have a persevering spirit. See, when you pursue, you're proactive. You're not laying back waiting. When you're pursuing, you're chasing somebody. When you're pursuing, you're aggressive. You're on the hunt. Again, hope is proactive. When we're praying, we're not just praying to be praying. We're not being legalistic. Our heart is full of hope, of opportunities that God is going to turn some things around. God is going to make a way out of no way. God is going to stir up the gifts of God inside of me. God is going to redeem the time. That's hope dressed up in the anointing of God. Hope helps us to diligently pursue our purpose, knowing God's made us some promises. Let the Lord fight our battles. We have to keep our dreams alive, firmly intact through the threads of hope. With our destinies in view, propped up in clear view, we see through the lens of hope. When you're standing at your Alpha saying, how, God, am I going to make it to that Omega? With the hope of Christ, with the eyes of faith, we can keep our God-ordained assignments, our mandates, our missions, energized through the strength, having the backbone of hope. See, when we pursue with the hope of God in our heart, the determination to continue will stay high. You'll get up another day. You'll say, another day, God, help me with this journey. That's how it's July today. Some of us turn around and said, "Woo! January, February, March, April, May, June. It's already gone. Where did it go?" Because we kept on keeping on with hope in our heart. Principle number three, never give up. Pursue, persist. Let God perfect, mature in us so that we obtain the promises of God. That third principle is never, 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 never give up. And that E in hope is earnestly, earnestly, sincere heart, earnestly. Stay engaged every step of the way. Participate in your own deliverance. Stop expecting others to do for you what God has equipped, strengthened, and blessed us with to do for ourselves. Engage every day. Stay engaged with eternity as our goal. Oh, we got to want it bad enough. And that 63rd division of Psalms, that first verse, it's a Psalm to David when he was in the desert of Judah. Oh, God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. This morning, keep the hope eternal, as Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. Oh, and as I wrap it up in that 42nd division of Psalms, that 11th verse says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted with me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. That's why it's so important to open up your mouth and praise him. For he who is the health of my countenance and is my God. With hope, we do our part. God will certainly show up and show out. Principle 4, get seriously radical about the promises of God manifesting in our lives. That's why our theme is through us. We have to participate. We're seeing the manifestation of the expectation, the demonstration, and the revelation of God. Keep hope alive. Quit settling. Keep hope alive. Stop accepting average. Keep hope alive. Stop complaining. Keep hope alive. Stop being afraid, but choose to live by faith. Keep hope alive, for your ministry is in the marketplace. I speak and decree over our lives today as we pray, as we fast. We'll keep the hope of Christ in our heart, holding on to all of God's promises. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Jack.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that word from on high. I'll be calling you back shortly after we cover our prayer request to give us our benediction. God, we come before you thanking you, God. Thanking you, God, for this beautiful, beautiful day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for the speaker this morning and the words of wisdom that you have downloaded in us, teaching us to pray. Your word said men ought to always pray. And God, we will lift you up, pray and believing, and keep hope alive, earnestly allowing us to believe, holding on and pursuing eternally. With the eyes of faith, God, we shall continue to lift you up and believe in what you said. And God, those that have called in with the prayer request, those that are having problems with sickness, God, we know that you are an unfailing God. And you say in your word that by your stripes we are healed, and we are holding on and believing that it is so and it is done. And God, the bereaving families, God, we ask you to come by and touch each and every one. We ask for a special prayer over the family that lost 9 members of their family this past weekend, God, that you will lift them up and cover them in your with your blood, Lord Jesus, and give them, download a peace inside of them and give them the strength that they need to endure what is going on with their bodies right now and going on in their lives. God, we thank you. We thank you for the TMC family. We thank you for each and every caller that gets on this line every morning. We ask that they could have an ear to hear that word that was given forth this morning, and that they would learn to live by it. We thank you for the fast that we are now going on, that we are praying to shake up some and open up some doors, God. We thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we shall forever lift you up. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Now, if you would like to hear the playback for this call, that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN for that call is 957-677-POUND. And I know you're going to want to go back. I know I need to go back so that I can make sure that I got all of that beautiful message this morning. So remember, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call where our own Edith Bird will be delivering the message on Presidential Tuesday. And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And again, I'd like to thank you, Minister Cox, for opening us up and greeting each and every one
with that tagline, Loving One Another Tuesday. And I'd like to also thank Pastor Vanessa for allowing God to use her to share with us this morning prayer without ceasing. So right now, this has been Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it has been a total God-given privilege to be able to serve you on this call this morning. And I'd like to bring our illustrious leader back to the call, our speaker for the day, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, to give us our closing benediction. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for this privilege, for this opportunity to glorify your name. Thank you that hope burns eternal in our heart and that we will hold on pursuing earnestly all that you've assigned in our lives for us to do, for us to be, for us to become. As we leave this call, Benever Your Presence, stir up the gifts of God inside of us. Blow the rural wind of the Holy Ghost over us so that we leave this call with the hope in our heart to go out and be your hands extended, to be your light in dark places, but to utmost be your minister in the marketplace. And as we go, let us stay sensitive to what we've learned today so that we will not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. We speak and decree that in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.